Imad Mughniyeh was a superstar of the terrorism world in the 1980s. Based in Beirut, he is believed by counterterrorism experts to be the chief planner of numerous attacks over the past quarter of a century, including the 1983 bombings of the U.S. Embassy and the U.S. Marine Barracks in Beirut. He is credited with pioneering the widespread use of suicide bombers, which has since become the favored tactic of Islamic extremists. But he was gradually eclipsed by a new generation of violent Islamic radicals led by a young Saudi named Osama bin Laden. Andrew Cochran, editor of the counterterrorism blog website, says bin Laden drew both inspiration and terrorist tactical knowledge from Mughniyeh.
There were definite ties between Mughniyeh and bin Laden and al-Qaeda stretching back years. It's just that Mughniyeh didn't do the kind of media work that bin Laden, al-Zawahiri, and the rest of al-Qaeda do online.
Counterterrorism analysts say Mughniyeh spent much of the time trying to stay out of sight. Although based in Lebanon, analysts say he took refuge in Iran for long periods, attempting to stay under the radar of the world's terrorist hunters. And he seemed to have become dormant. There were even reports that he'd retired from active duty as Hezbollah evolved from a small terrorist organization into more of a political and military force. But Douglas Farah, an author and counterterrorism consultant, does not think that Mughniyeh had retired.
He was fairly young when he died. He was not an old man who needed to get out of the field. His operational thinking was still highly valued, and I would think it would be highly unlikely that he had simply gone into retirement.
Reva Bala, an analyst with the private intelligence firm Stratfor, says that just before his death, reports began surfacing that Mughniyeh was back in the terrorist game.
We started getting these reports from some of our sources that he's become active again. And that really made us sit upright. We're like, wow, because Mughniyeh, this is the guy who, he's a real creative thinker. He knows how to get all the tactical details down to pull off a really successful attack outside of the region especially.
As police often say, a murderer must have both motive and opportunity. Given Mughniyeh's past history, there is no shortage of suspects with a motive, the United States, France, Britain, and Israel. But analysts say there are far fewer suspects with opportunity. He was killed in Syria, which is one of Hezbollah's sponsors, and where security is supposed to be tight. Hezbollah and its other sponsor, Iran, have blamed Israel. Israel has denied responsibility for Mughniyeh's death. But Stratfor's Reva Bala says Israel is the most logical suspect because the bombing has the hallmarks of precision planning and extraordinary intelligence work.
He was obsessed with operational security. He was very, very good at moving around. But once he started becoming operational again, once we first started hearing these reports, the risk went up that he would be vulnerable to some kind of leak, and it looks like that was the case in this. This was a very brilliant attack, the way it was pulled off. You had to have incredibly good intel to be waiting there, have the bomb set up, and pull it off that well.
Some analysts say the assassins also had a high sense of irony or a macabre sense of humor. Imam Mughniyeh was killed by a car bomb, a tactic that he himself had used so often in the past to deadly effect. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.